This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Ford is recalling 113,000 F-150 pickup trucks because of a rear axle hub bolt that can be a rollaway risk if it's damaged. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said the recall affects F-150 vehicles with model years 2021 through 2023 that are equipped with the Trailer Tow Max Duty Package. The rear axle hub bolt might fatigue and break, which can result in damage to the axle hub splines. As a result of the damage, it can result in a vehicle roll away when the vehicle is in park without the parking brake applied, or cause a loss of drive power if driving. Those issues can increase the risk of a crash. F-150 owners can take the vehicle to a dealership for an interim repair if they hear a clicking or rattling noise associated with the rear axle bolt. Last year, Ford recalled more than 870,000 of its full-sized F-150 trucks because the electronic parking brake could engage unexpectedly at any time, including while the vehicle was being driven, which could cause a loss of control and possibly a crash. In northwest Montana, east of Glacier National Park, the Heart Butte School District is in a $3.5 million deficit and may not be able to continue operations, directly impacting 188 children in the small community. Heart Butte School District also has $1.45 million in accrued debt because of mishandled district funds and misreported district payroll taxes and retirement. The discovery of the district's financial turmoil resulted from a financial audit, which started in September after the school board placed Superintendent Mike Tatsy on administrative leave after he used district funds to purchase $70,000 in cash gift cards for personal use, with at least 40 district purchase cards, or P cards, which function like a credit card, making personal purchases for fuel and groceries. Tatsy had also spent school funds on rodeo equipment for things like bucking chutes and panels used for rodeos, which can cost thousands of dollars. Tatsy previously confirmed testing positive for drugs, and last year Blackfeet Family Services removed children from a group home that Tatsy oversaw. The district will decide whether to fire nearly half its staff, 31 employees, at an upcoming school board meeting in one of its first steps to attempt to reduce costs. There are also 5 staff members resigning, including Acting District Administrator Shannon Ogier. A Plentywood, Montana native has been promoted to Brigadier General of the Montana Army National Guard, the first woman to achieve the rank in the Treasure State. Colonel Renee Dorval was presented with the General's flag and administered the oath of office of Brigadier General during ceremonies last Saturday in the Helena Armed Forces Reserve Center Auditorium at Fort Harrison, near Helena. Dorval's ties to northeastern Montana make her Plentywood's first brigadier general. Dorval has a degree in elementary education and a master's degree in strategic studies. She joined the Montana National Guard in 1987 and received her commission from the Montana Officer Candidate School in 1993. Dorval previously served as the Director of Operations and Training for the Montana Army National Guard, as commander of the 1889th Regional Support Group in Butte, and was the first female commander of the 190th Combat Sustainment Support Battalion in Billings. Dorval in 2022 was the first woman to be appointed to Assistant Adjutant General. Dorval said she owed the start of her military journey to her father, who also served in the Army National Guard. Back-to-back winter storms and a sub-zero cold snap, along with heavy snow and high winds, are forecast to bring difficult travel conditions to parts of Montana this week. Into Tuesday, a high wind warning is in effect for portions of central, north-central, and southwest Montana, and for areas along the Rocky Mountain front. Snowstorms are expected this week and next, with 4 to 6 inches forecast for the foothills and higher depths in the mountains. Temperatures are expected to dip into the sub-zero range Thursday through Monday nights when an Arctic blast reaches Montana from Canada, with daytime high temperatures in the single digits and teens. Travel advisories are in effect, and road conditions can change quickly with advancing weather.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.